What's going on, everyone? My name is Abdul Ali, and you are now tuned in to Brahma Sports, sports anywhere, anytime only on kpcradio.com. And with that being said, we have a very special guest on the show today. It's a very special guest. He is the Brahma's Men's Volleyball State Tournament MVP, Cole Chia. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, it's good to be here. Very surprising.
Man, very excited to have you on the show, man. It's such an accomplished guest. Let's get right into it. We're going to get to the championship run in a little bit. We're going to get to it in a little bit.
Okay.
But let's start off with you. At what age did you start playing volleyball?
Well, I started playing volleyball about 8th grade, so I was about 12, 13 years old. I was about 260 pounds, 6 inches shorter than I am now. So I was an overweight kid with knocked knees, wasn't really athletic at all. I just tried out for the basketball team, was not coordinated, messed up a lot. And then a month later, I tried out for the volleyball team, picked it up real quick. And 6, 7 years after, here we are now.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So you were 260.
Yeah, I was. I got the stretch marks to prove it.
That's crazy, man, because looking at you now, man, you're in crazy shape.
Oh, appreciate you, man. It's been a lot of hard work.
That's amazing, man. So what about it did you love so much? What about it did you – about volleyball did it, like, you just enjoy?
Well, growing up, it was really hard to find my thing that actually, like, clicked. You know what I mean? So I tried soccer. Awful. I kicked it with my toes every time. I tried – football, I was a gentle giant. I didn't like to hurt my teammates during scrimmages. Basketball, I didn't like running back and forth every 3 seconds. I lost my breath every 4 seconds. So as soon as I started volleyball, it clicked really easily. I was a middle. I was MVP for that first year as well. Astonishingly, my dad was like, you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. You were awful at most sports. Like, I'm glad you found something that you can actually call your own. So I decided to stick with that.
That's amazing. So you said you won MVP right off the bat?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I got most improved player, which is a thing, the most BS thing, I think,
yeah.
As an award. I got it almost every single year. It's like, hey, man, you sucked last year, but look at you now. You're not as bad, but... yeah, I got MVP. I had most kills and most aces, even though that's not saying much in middle school. But going into high school, I was also most improved. Sophomore year, I became the captain of my team of varsity, and it kept going by volumes every so often. I started playing club on an 18s team when I was 14 years old. So I got my butt kicked. And that's how I got better.
That's crazy. So so you noticed you were good, like, right off the bat. So you were, like, what, 13 years old?
And
you
yeah,
were,
I was
like,
about 13 years
amazing
old.
Amazing already?
I mean, no, not amazing. Not amazing. Being the best player on the court doesn't mean you're even close to the best player in the gym or even close to in the area, you know? It's a very small thing. I went to a private school. I went to this place in Woodland Hills called Pinecrest.
Definitely.
Yeah, Pinecrest. Actually just closed down, but yeah, there was like 5 schools in that district, all Pinecrest as well, in private school. So all these little privileged boys didn't really play sports. So here I was coming from a public elementary school, an athletic kid as I was, so... That's how it happened.
So you said you played some club volleyball.
Yeah.
You said it was tough competition. I mean,
incredible.
At what age did you get into the club volleyball, and how did you perform after you got a few games under your belt?
Well, when I started thinking, you know what? I told my mom, I actually really like volleyball. I want to see what I can do with this. It's very fun for me, and I actually think I found a creative outlet for myself. So... A year later, about 14, I started in high school. I went to El Camino Real Charter. One of the teachers was friends with my mom. His son played club for this club called SMBC, Santa Monica Beach Club.
Got it.
And they said, oh, they need people. They'd love to have you. Like, I was like 6'1 at the time, about 250, lost Oof. Like 10 pounds. So, hey, progress, progress. I joined the club team, and I tried out with all these kids, and I was like, I don't know where my team's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 17-year-olds. I'm 14. I'm one of the shortest ones here. Like, I wonder where my team's going to go up. After tryouts, I came a week later, same people there. I'm like, what's happening? Like, where's my team? Like, oh, you joined the 18s team. Like, you're on the 18s team. I was like, word?
That's crazy.
Word? So on my 18s team, I've been on an 18s team since I was 14 years old.
That's crazy.
And I've been doing that until I did become 18s. I became the captain of the team, and I got MVP that year. And for I go off topic a lot, but what I was going to say is, for those that want to play sports and get better at it, there's no better way to get better than get your butt kicked, is all I have to say about that.
Definitely. And you mentioned El Camino,
mm-hmm.
both of our alma maters. I mean, shout out El Camino. What was it like playing there?
El Camino was great. I mean, I started off super nerdy.
Yeah.
Before I joined the volleyball team there, a semester before, I was on the ECR robotics program. So it was very different for me. I loved El Camino. The teachers were great. The people were great. All the kids were very supportive there. Made a lot of good friendships that even come to Pierce. I mean, it's like 13th grade.
Yeah.
Like, so many people from different places. El Camino was amazing. Senior year especially. First time in school history that the volleyball team got a city championship. And
I
was on that team.
I remember
Very
that.
Special moment for me. I got MVP as well as Player of the Year. I got Player of the Year and Newcomer of the Year.
Wow.
So that was very exciting for me.
So it seems like you like to make a lot of history.
Oh, yeah.
You like to make a lot of history. So
I'm in it for the green.
Yeah. So with that being said, did you always want to be great? Because it seems like you always wanted to be great with what you've been saying.
Well, I've had to come from a family of huge expectations, especially coming from my grandfather. He's the reason I do what I do. He didn't play volleyball, but he was, back in his day when he played at Indiana, he was on the basketball team playing in Converse, like, you know, when they had them high Chuck Taylors before they had real basketball shoes.
Yes.
He was number 4 and number 44, and then
spraining ankles in those.
Oh, 100%.
Yes,
he was
sure.
4 and 44, and I remember I used to watch his games. I'm like, oh, man, I want to be 4. I want to carry on his legacy. And
That's
that
amazing.
Meant the world to him. And in college, he joined the football team, and then he became a part of the Dallas Cowboys. So another thing of that is, when he was a part of the Dallas Cowboys, he was bullied a lot. Not a lot of black people in the sport back then. He decided to quit the team because it wasn't for him. And that was really big for me, especially because there aren't a lot of black people in volleyball.
Definitely, yeah.
So
that's a good.
It was kind of like carrying the legacy.
That's amazing. That's a good point. They're definitely, I mean, but with you coming in now, and I'm sure other people, like you coming in with friends as well. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know we know Morgan, and Morgan's another, you know, African-American male. So
big homie.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, it's all about, you know, mixing it up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through that championship run, which was...
state champs or, like, season?
The state champs.
Oh, okay.
We got to
sure.
go through the state champs. So you guys were 14-6 at the end of the season.
Worst record in school history
yep.
to win state championship.
Yes. yes, it was. And at one point in your regular season, you guys were actually 4-6.
Yes.
How did you guys turn it on and just win 10 straight?
Oh, man. I remember we had a game before season against SMC, Santa Monica College, an amazing program, really great at volleyball, beautiful campus, too. They came to us. It was a home game. Destroyed us. Like, destroyed. We're talking 25-15, 25-12, maybe even 25-10 in the last set. Three straight sets. Didn't stand a chance. Our team was in our heads. It was really a punch in the mouth and to show you that it wasn't going to be given to us. Like, we really had to earn everything. A lot of tears in the locker room that day.
Yeah.
Because that was our number one, like, we need to beat this team just to show that
yeah.
the underdog can actually win this. A day later, we had a practice where coach just came in straight face, like stone-faced. Said, okay, so this is what I got. I got a pitcher of water in this Gatorade. I need three of you to run that up the hill, and the rest of the team is going to follow you. Now, you have 10 seconds to get out of the gym. I'm like, oh, we didn't have time to get, like, our regular shoes on because we're in our court shoes and everything. Like, okay, for sure. So, you know where the big hill is next to the football field?
Yeah.
So, we had to carry the Gatorade thing up the dirt. So, like, so in teams, we had, like, team of four. There's, like, 12 separate teams of four. We had to do sprints up the hill until we vomited.
Jeez.
And then go back down. I threw up probably first. I'm a big guy. There's a lot to go up that hill.
Definitely.
So I remember I was on the verge of passing out. It was struggle. I just remembered I don't want to feel this way again.
And that's a steep hill.
Oh, super steep. I didn't realize it was that hard.
Yeah.
But it was really a huge moment of reflection when you're on top of that hill and you're out of breath that you got that. You got to where you are because you worked hard. And that 100%. Was a big moment for me.
That's amazing. So with that being said, you said you were in your guys' head, right?
When
you
oh,
guys
yeah.
lost. Uh-huh. So it's a championship game. You guys are the number four ranked team in the state, going against the number two ranked team in the state. How'd you guys prepare, and were you guys intimidated at all?
I mean, against OCC, you need to – there's a barrier there against OCC. I feel that we worked so hard, we didn't have a moment to be scared. We didn't have time to. It was a waste of time to be scared. OCC, very affluent program.
Got it.
They haven't had to scrimmage and work as hard to get the funds and everything like we had to do. We're like a public program.
Uh-huh.
So we just thought, this is a chance that these broke boys from the slums are going to actually, like, do something about it. And
you guys did.
Yeah. And there was some bad blood between me and OCC. Me and the coach there didn't get along that well. It's in the past. I don't want to bring up anything bad. Travis is a great coach. So is Lance. Love what they're about. But I have a really hard time playing seriously. Like, I'm very, like, fun, bring the energy kind of guy. But when I stepped in that gym and I saw OCC, like, a switch, like, got flipped. Like, I came here to destroy. No hard feelings off the court, but I'm not going to smile one time when we're going against them.
And, I mean, that's definitely what you did. You had a crazy game that game. But let's get into the fact that it was 15 years since Pierce had hosted a state title.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a factor to you guys at all?
I remember when I stepped inside practice the day before. We had like a light serving and passing practice the day before state championships. Lance took me, our head coach Lance Walker, took me to the side after practice and said, okay, Cole, so this is what's going to happen. We're going to win state this year. And I need you to do the best you can to make sure that happens. And that was just a huge weight off me. I was like, okay, like there's no time to be like, oh man, it's riding on me. It's guaranteed. Like we're going to win this because we have what it takes to get this, because we did everything we could to get this.
Definitely, you put in the work.
And our team deserved it. Like we earned every single point we got. And I don't think there was any kind of fear in our hearts. I think there was just pure passion and adrenaline every single point.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And you said you and your team, so let's bring up the conference MVP.
Bernardo Ruiz.
Bernardo Ruiz.
Mm-hmm.
And Morgan Wadlow, a member of the all-tournament team. What was their importance to this championship run?
Well, let me start off with Bernardo. He, as the captain of the team, he had a lot of growing to do.
Got it.
As well, he comes from Brazil, so he has very big roots in volleyball, and he's seen teams better than us. So he had a lot to be patient. Like, it took him a time to be patient with us
yeah.
as a new team. He really brought the effort and the heart into the gym. I remember he got back from Brazil before season started again, and he was always the first one in the gym. He was always the last one out. He's in the weight room every single day. He actually, like, I can't even tell you how much I respect this man. He played with a broken wrist the whole entire season. Whole entire season. Didn't get surgery until a week after state championship, just with a cast, made fun of him for it. Hilarious.
That's actually amazing, though, because a lot of people out there that don't know that much about volleyball, why it is so significant that his wrist was hurt.
As a setter,
as
too.
As a setter, exactly.
Someone that has to touch the second ball every single time, who has to block the hardest balls from the right side of the net. And there are plays where he gets a block, and then you just see him holding his hand in pain. He has to wrap it just because his bone can't, like, handle it that much.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I'm fine. Next play. He doesn't even let the medical people help him at all. He's like, next play.
That's awesome.
Easy.
That's awesome. And we can see why he was the conference MVP.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has heart and he has the body for it. He works so hard on and off the court. He really pushed me as hard as I could. And Morgan Wadlow, he's amazing.
Awesome guy.
Yeah. Met him in Sylmar. When he was in Sylmar, I was at El Camino. He actually was at El Camino freshman year. So upset he didn't try out.
Yeah.
But
focus on the basketball team, but he...
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, he got his rings. He got his rings there. I'm not going to hate him for it. But, man, that dude had so much improvement. If anyone got most improved player, it would be him. There were some points in the beginning of season where he didn't seem very confident in the way he was doing.
Yeah.
In what he was doing. And you can see halfway through season, towards the end of season, he was confident in every single thing he did. And that really helped us get to where we are.
Yeah, I mean, it shows in your guys' record. Like I said, you guys were 4-6 and won 10 straight.
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely believe that. So let's get to you now. You had 21 kills and 25 total points in that final game.
Yeah.
How fitting was it that you were able to get that last kill on Fernando's assist? Two MVPs.
Honestly, as a middle, especially,
yeah,
I didn't really consider that as a win on my behalf.
Okay.
I considered that 100% the team's effort that gave me that kill at the end. The only reason I have 21 kills and 25 points in all is because the team got me there in the beginning. Who got the crazy digs and passes to get that set? Who got that set to get the perfect ball for me to hit?
Yeah.
It's the team's win, and I respect them 100% for all the work they put on and off the court for me especially. And that, what's the word? When you mash together well. And
chemistry.
Chemistry, thank
chemistry,
you.
Yeah.
When you have that chemistry, that really helps it.
It really does.
The emotion that struck me when we got that last point, it was very fitting. I was just tackled on the floor, euphoric. I had no idea what just happened. I was like, oh my God, we won state.
That's amazing. And that brings me to my next question. You know, what was the aftermath like after you guys won?
Oh, let me just tell you for sure that we got all the Gatorade packets and a little thing we could and dumped that on our coach straight away. That was the biggest win,
yeah.
And there was just so much emotion in everything we did. We were in the locker room, and our assistant coach put so much time into our team.
Yeah,
weightlifting especially. Like I want to be as strong as I could. I couldn't get 21 kills without him, 100%. My body would be broken if not for Teddy. Thaddeus Namira, that's his name.
That's amazing.
Put respect on his name.
That's amazing.
First year coaching at Pierce College.
And you said strength and conditioning coach.
Strength and conditioning coach.
Awesome.
First year coaching at Pierce College. He's also our assistant coach. He got that state championship. He gets to put that on his resume.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people don't really realize how important these other coaches are. You know, it's much more than just a head coach.
Oh, yeah. It's way more. I mean, like, props to Lance 100%. He has the heart, but Teddy has the mind.
Yeah.
Like, he is a surgeon. He knows what we need to do and when we need to do it. Not saying that Teddy doesn't have heart at all, because, man, that man is emotional. But when I saw him in the locker room that we had to get changed in before state, after an hour and a half later, hugging the trophy with tears in his eyes, it was worth it. Every single punishment we did till that day was worth it.
That's amazing. And with that being said, what was that the best memory of that entire season?
Best memory of that season? That's a tough one. I don't want to undermine state championship.
No, definitely.
I mean, that was crazy.
Let's say best memory of the entire season, and let's not include the state championship. Let's just talk about regular season or on the road to the state championship.
I want to say that it was just the whole experience and all. Our team has changed and grown and gotten past a lot of injuries as a team. It was really fun to see where we got off, especially because our libero for state championship was our outside at the beginning of season. Me as a middle at the end of season, I was going to be an oppo.
Yeah.
Our outside is an oppo now. Our libero is our DS. Like, we had to evolve as a team, and that really was big for me. And I just want to say that the game before, Long Beach was way more of a victory for us than OCC.
Wow, okay.
They were first.
They were first.
So even in the reports and seeing it was the bully that got punched in the mouth by Pierce College was just huge. I mean, they beat us three straight games before that.
Wow.
In three. So the fact in our own gym, in their own gym, going all the way to Long Beach, going all the way back with those L's on our plate.
And you guys were still hungry enough to pull it off.
Yeah, we were still hungry enough. Always eat. We're always eating. But
it's amazing.
It's just the energy that our team put, the amount of positive energy that our team can generate is really big for me. I really appreciate the power of positive thinking and energy and what flows into your team. Like the saying that if you call a plant beautiful and if you call another plant ugly, one will grow way bigger than the other. And that's the one grown out of love. And there's a lot of love and tough love in this team.
Yeah.
And that really showed during the Long Beach semifinal game.
That's amazing. So we talked about the championship run and everything. Let's look into the future a little bit. I mean, how is this team going to be able to move forward? Because you have lost some pieces.
Bernardo's gone.
Gone.
Jake Kessler, 6'10 outside, gone.
Gone. Blake is gone.
Blake is gone. Libero. Morgan's gone, sadly. Wish him the best. He's focusing on his career. I can't be mad at him for that.
Yeah.
I mean, he has talent. Go follow him on SoundCloud. Morgan Wadlow. Wadlow Young is his Instagram as well.
Definitely.
Oh, man, this dude can make beats. He has the rhythm. But going away from the point, we're a team that we didn't have that many pieces last year, and we made them pieces, you know? So hopefully I want to see that again this year, as Bernardo was the best captain that I could ask for. Following in his footsteps, I have to be the captain, because I'm captain this year.
Yeah.
I have to be the captain that I believe that he believes I can be. I have to believe in the Bernardo that believed in me.
Well, definitely, man, definitely.
That's some big growth in there.
Yeah, and like I said, man, we're believers, and we wish you best of luck.
Oh, appreciate
you. Upcoming season, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And thank you again, Cole.
Oh, no problem at all. It was great to be here.
Great guest. If you want to find Cole, you can find him on Instagram at ColeChella. That's ColeChella. It's been a pleasure, man.
Hey, man, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. I'm your host, Abdul Ali, and you've been listening to Brama Sports, Sports Anywhere, Anytime, only on kpcradio.com.